braises here in the Chodai Malchus Kedei Shetamikudla. Zichroinois Kedei Shetale Zichronechem Lefonai Letoivo. It doesn't, then you would expect to say Shoifrois Kedei something. Does it say that? What does it say? It says, it doesn't say what I'm supposed to, why we're saying shoifos. So there's a ritva who explains it, and he explains with this the Yesoidus of Shoifrois, the whole bracha of Shoifrois, and the Mitzvah Hashem will understand what the Mitzvah of Shoifrois is all about. So the Ritva. Ubame ba Shoifo. Ika hapirush da kulu koi. Bame ba Shoifo goes back on Malchius and Zichroinus. So he says, it's wait, Bame roi laham lichoi. How should you be Mamlech Hashem? And how are you going to make the Zichronos go up the Toivo? Beshoifer, with the Shoifer. But why has the Shoifer got to do with being Mamlech Hashem? Shekeng Siv, the Pasuk says, Vayisko on Beshoifreis, Vayamlichu Eshol Aleim Lemelech. When they coronated Shol, they blew shofars. Ruhu Adin, it says when they were Mamlich Shlomo HaMelech, they blew shofars. And if you might know, when they were Mamlich Charlie, they blew Chatzotzrus. When they were Machris him as the king, there were about 10 fellows there with trumpets, and there were a whole gutsa fanfare of trumpets. Where did they get that idea from? From us. That the shofar is the fanfare of the melech. Umalchusa da'arake, malchusa da'rikia. And when the Rebbeinu Shlomo made all the inyonim malchus here, that is to teach us how the malchus in Shemaim works. So if we blow shofars when we coronate a king here, we're blowing shofar to coronate Hashem Yisparach Shmoyach. And that is mimela. With a shofar. So the first yesod of shofars is telling us, Bameh ba shofar, is shofar is the fanfare of the melech. And Zogte vahainu davdina nami trua ba malchias, or trua ba shofars. And that's why we do a trua in malchias, that's why we blow tukias by malchias. And it's interesting, he says, Utrua b'shoifros, we don't know what exactly that means. V'chein nira min ha-toisefta. And he says, in the toisefta, says slightly different nusach. D'sani ha-hosam, malchias k'dei she-tamlicheihu al-maisa yodov. So malchias is to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the melech on the whole world. If you remember, we said the difference between Kriya Shema and Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. Malchus is that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the Melech of the whole world. Kriyishma is we are Mekabel on ourselves, Oil Malchus Shomayim. So that's Malchus. Zichroinos, Kedei Sheyale Zichronecho Lefonav Letoivo. Say the same notion as we have. Shoifrois. Now, in the Tosefta it says why we say Shoifrois, not just Bavei Hashem. Shoifrois, Shetalet Viloscha Lefona Bitrua. There it says Shoifrois, not Shoifar. Shoifrois, the Psuke Shoifrois, Amale the Tvilas, Lifnei Hashem Bitrua. So, what's the pshat? So he says that you see, but for the beginning, he said that our brisa, which says Bameh Bashoifar, goes on both Malchus and Zichroinos. So he's explained to us, Bameh Bashov, he goes to Malchus because you blow shofar when you coronate a king. He hasn't explained how does Bameh Bashov go to Zichronis. So over here he's using Tosefta, tells us, what does Zichronis, what's Zichronis? Shiyal Zichronecha lefonav letoiva. Shofarais, kedei, shetale tvilascha lefonav mitrua. So shofarais goes also on, or Bameh Bashofar goes also on Zichronos. First of all, Shofar and Shofros helps the Hamlocha, coronating. It also goes on Zichronos, because Zichronos is Kedei, our Zichor and Shagol, Lifnei Hashem, and Shofros, that's what it says here, brings the Tefillah Lifnei Hashem. So it's Shofros, the Bameh Bashofar goes on Zichronos, say Zichronos, Kedei Sheyale Zichronechem Lefonai Letoivo, and how is your Zichron going to go Lefonai Letoivo? Bameh, with the Shofar. The Shofar helps to bring the Tefillah Lamala. How? We'll have to wait and see. But that's what he's saying is the pshat in our Braisa. But now, he asks the question, so, the price of Bameh Bashofar is not Psuke Shofros, Bameh Bashofar is blowing the Shofar. And I want to know, what are you telling me to say Malchus Zichronos? Okay, you've explained all that. Shofros. Why do we have to say the Psukim of Shofros? Zog the Ritva. Yes, Shloime Deloit Zorich. Don't have to tell you why Shofros. That's why the price doesn't say it. Do Pshita. Kiven the Ike Shofar, Ike Nami Psuke Shofar. So it's Poshut. Bameh Bashofar means, yeah, to blow the Shofar. And it's Poshut, if you're blowing the Shofar, you're going to have Psuke Shofar. Why is that so Poshut? What is the Pshat? If you've got a Shofar, then about it, you're going to have Psuke Shofar. V'yeshloi ma'oid. And he carries on. Dohi koma. Bameh Bashofar mamish. So there he says, slightly tweaks the Svara. Bameh Bashofar doesn't mean Psuke Shofros. Bameh Bashofar means the physical Shofar. Ubdi Psuke Shofros. So when you say Bameh Bashofar, you mean, the price means the Shofar, blowing the Shofar, and Psuke Shofros. Shebirchas HaShofros hi al Shem HaShofar. The Shofros, the Broch of Shofros, is all about the Koyach of Shofar. And he says a very interesting chiddush. She'av kishein le shofar, even if you don't have a shofar to blow, ye maskiro ve kovel le brocha, you still say the brocha of shofros. You won't say the brocha shekin yishon yitzivanu lishmoya kol shofar, because you're not blowing the shofar. That's a birchus hamitzvah on blowing the shofar. But you will still say the brocha of shofros. When could you be in a situation? There's two possibilities. One possibility is you live in a place which doesn't have a shofar and you can't get a shofar. So if I don't have a shofar. Yeah, if I took the brisa at one pshat in the brisa, im lefonei malchus kedei shetam lichuni aleichem zichronos kedei shale zichronos lefonei v'toyva ubameh b'shofar. I don't have a shofar. We don't have a shofar, so maybe we shouldn't say Malchus and Zichronos, and maybe not even shofars. So he says, no, that's the wrong pshat. Bameh Bashofar means, yeah, blow a shofar and say Psukia shofars. And if you don't have the shofar, you still say Psukia shofars. There's another situation where you might not have a shofar, which is? Huh? Shabbos, right, you have Shabbos. The Chazal asked us from blowing shofar. V'chein loshana tosefta shofros kedei shetalit vilaschem betrua. That's what the tosefta says. Shofros, not shofar. The psuke shofar amale the tefillas. Klaima. So what does the Tosefta mean? Bas koras trua. By being masked the trua. That brings the tefillahs lemalo. V'hainu nami zichron trua. And he says, and that's what it means. That's the pshat zichron trua. What's he mean? That's zichron trua. One pasuk tells us about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Trua Yelochem, a day of blowing. But a pasuk in Emor says Zichron Trua. And Rashi, we saw last night, Rashi says Zichron Trua, Psuke Zichronois, Upsuke Shoifrois. Rashi learns like this that Zichron Trua is Meramis to Psuke Shoifrois. And you remember we said last night, the Rashi carries on. Kedei shiyale keilu akadetem esatzmichem lefonai. Sorry, kedei sheesker lochem akedas Yitzchok shekorov tachtov ayil. So I asked you last night, what's the korov tachtov ayil? What's the ayil got to do with it? So don't tell me the isle is because of the shofaris of the isle, because that was not part of the korban. They only makriv the goof, not the they didn't burn the shofaris. So what's the pshat that Rashi Moisiv the zichronos and shofaris is maskir the reminds of Kodesh Baruch about the akedah? Fine, shekorv tachtov ayil. What was the shekorv tachtov ayil? Akedah. The last, like we saw, why Zichronos are going to be masked the Akedah. That's the whole tefillah, the Bakosh of Zichronos, we explained last night. That when you say Zichronos, and you put yourself on the MRI of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is biting every single Maisa, Dibu, Machshava, Havamina, every single thing, you're putting yourself completely in the Rishus of Hashem, you're making yourself into an Akedah. That's Zichronos. What about Shofaris? What is Shofar? Shofar? Tkia Shofar? What is the point? And what is the Psukei Shofaris? He's saying that the Shofaris, the Psukei Shofaris, are like the Shofar. He says, Poshut, if you got Shofar, you got Psukei Shofaris. And then he says even more, that the Psukei Shofaris are Malei the Tefillah. How? What's in Psukei Shofaris? So let's have a look. What is the bracha of shofaris? There are three parts to the bracha of shofaris, like the other two as well: the akdama, the psukim, and the bakosha. The akdama. Here in shofaris, the akdama is all about Matan Torah, a description of Matan Torah. The psukim of shofar in the Torah, the three psukim, are for Matan Torah. The bakosha is an interesting bakosha about the Geula Shleima. The last psukim of Nevi'im are psukim about shofar, the shofar garden, which the Bnei Shleima is going to blow, b'shas the Geula. And the middle psukim of from Ksuvim are psukim about our shofar. So we have three sets of psukim about three different shofars. We have the psukim of the Torah about Ma'amid Sinai. The psukim in the middle is our shofar, and the psukim of Nevi'im is the psukim about shofar la'osid. Now let's quickly go through the Hakdomah. How we describe Ma'amid Har Sinai. What are we saying? And this has to do with shofar. So what's it got to do with shofar? Let's see. Atoni Gleiso Banan Koidecho. The first thing we're saying, the Rebbeinu Shalom showed himself in Ma'amid Har Sinai with the translated, I don't know, the clouds of glory. There was a Gilui of Hashem with the Ananei HaKovod, which came down on Har Sinai, not the Ananei HaKovod which surrounded us. Atoni Gleisa Banan Kodechal Am Kodshecha Nedabe Imam. You spoke with us. Mina shomai mishmatom kolecho. You let them hear your voice. V'niglesa aleim barplei toya. And you revealed yourself with the clouds of purity. When that happened, gam kol olam kulo chol mipanecho, the whole world trembled. Everybody thought there was going to be an earthquake, another Mabul, and all the goyim came running to Bilam. And they said, Hashem min Mabul Yoshov, what we say at the end of the Mizmor, Hovel Hashem b'nei Elim. There's going to be another Mabul. What's going on? The whole world is trembling. And Bilam knew what was going on. And Bilam said to them, don't worry. It's Vayesha Hashem Melech Lo'ilam. Rabbeinu Hashem is being misgale as the king of the world. And don't worry, Rabbeinu Hashem is just giving Torah to Klal Yisrael. Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitain, Ein Oiz Ela Torah. Hashem is giving Torah to Klal Yisrael. Hashem Yevorech Hazama Vashalayim. Everything's going to be fine. But I don't understand, because not one goy picked themselves up, first of all, and ran to Har Sinai. The Rabbeinu Hashem is being niskale as Melech Ha'olam. He's giving Torah to the world. Hashem is lama yitain. Okay, so be niskale. The whole truth is being thing. You know, the whole world is shaking. You think there's going to be another Mabul? Not one goy picked himself up and came. It's a pliat suma. But even more, why was they so happy with what Bilam said? Bilam said, Hashem Yivar is Amoy Bashalom. He didn't say, I'm going to be Mivarech you with Shalom. Okay, Tzorchian, exactly what that means. But that, Lemaisa, we go back to what we're saying tomorrow. Gam Kol Olam, no, the next day. Gam Kol Olam Kuloi Chol Miponecho. Ubrius Breshis Chordu Mimecho. They all trembled from you. Bigalois Chomalkeinu Ar Sinai. When you revealed yourself on Ar Sinai, Lelame Lam Chotoira Mitzvah, to teach your nation Torah mitzvahs, vatashmi emes hoid kolecho, and you let them hear the majesty of your voice, v'dibros kochcho milavos eish, and the holy dibros, aseres adibros, came out from the flames of fire, v'koilos uvrokim aleim nigleso, it was a pachadika maimet. Every yid was standing by Har Sinai, and there started thunder and lightning. And the lightning was massive fires sweeping through the sky. And they got so scared, the yin, that the Chazal tell us, they went to a darga of Roye Esanishma. They saw what was heard. What does it mean they were Roye Esanishma? So Nefesh HaChaim explains, through the pachad of that gilui, they were oiler to a different madrega than we can recognize. We are goofim and we have a neshama. What do we see? When we look at a person, what do you see? You see the goof. Now, the goof is interesting. You look at any person, don't want to make you a meshugah, but in my say, everybody moves, blinks, moves. How does this lump of meat move? How do the eyes blink? Even if he's sitting completely still, every so often he blinks. And what's going on inside the goof? All sorts of things going on inside the goof. How's it all happening? Ah, you know what? There's an neshama inside. There's a life force inside. I can't see it, but I can hear it. I can hear that idea. It's something which you can't see. I see the goof. I see what's physical. What's ruchni, what's spiritual, I can hear. I can't see it. So the Nefesh HaChaim, Klal Yisrael rose to a matzav of roye es ha-nishma. They saw what for us is nishma. In other words, what was more their reality was their neshamas. And they were shomei as anire. And what for us is anire, our reality, they were shomei. They could hear. There is such a thing. Ki'ilu, I'll give you. Ki'ilu is like this. That they became so kodesh that their neshamas became the whole ikar. And the guf became bottled completely. And ki'ilu, one yid is standing next to the other by Amay with Asinai. And we're just neshamas. And one neshama says to his friend, Reb Beryl, yeah, Ross Machman, how you doing? Gmaldig, it's going to be my minasin, I just wait, and the Reb Beryl is going to talk to us. And he says, you know, it's a very interesting thing. I went to a shir yesterday, and I went a very, very tief shir. There's tief Kabbalah. Yeah, what was it about? He said, the Rebbe was explaining, you know, Hare, we're two neshamas, right? Let's be equal what we are, we're neshamas. But we're in a physical world. Yeah, in a physical world. What's a physical world? Yeah, no, we're in the Olam HaMaisa. Olam HaMaisa? I don't understand. We're neshamas and things. But what the Rebbe explained, that if you misbonin, you have to very, very tifa in you. If you misbonin in the bottom of your neshama, I can't get so deep in the bottom. No, the bottom mamash of your neshama starts a sort zach called a guf. A guf? What says the guf? A guf is a physical entity. You're talking in Kabbalistic terms. I don't know what physical means. I just know my neshama floating around and it's gavaldi. What's a goof? Leave me alone. No, but it's important to know. And because we got a goof, that goof at the bottom of the neshama, that has a connection with, and that's physical, and that's how we have shaykhs to the olam alamaisa. Oh, yeah? Leave me alone. Let me learn something posh. Give me another Zoya and let's carry on biter. That's where they were holding. They were Roya Esanishma. They became so ruchni that they were Roya Esanishma. What for us is Nishma, the idea of a Neshama is Nishma. We can hear it. By them, that was their reality. I don't know if the English word reality comes from the word re'iya. I'm not sure. But Al Kolponim, that's what they were Roya. And what for us is the Nireh, they could be Shomea. So they bekolu subrochim aleim diglesu or bekol shoifar aleim hoifoto, and you appeared with the kol shoifar. Why? What was happening? The kolu subrochim, the eish was unbelievable. The pachad, and they're standing there, all the yidden with all their children, and suddenly one kid says to Tati, you know, I think I can hear a shoifar. There's somebody over there blowing a shoifar. And then the other kid says, no, one second, there is a shofar, it's coming from there. And the third kid said, no, it's coming from there. And the father said, no, you're all wrong, it's coming from there. And then, who's blowing that shofar? I want to dive into that. One second, is it Shavuos? Is it Rosh Hashanah? What's going on? A cold shofar? And this cold shofar is holech v'chazek noid, was getting stronger and stronger and didn't stop until they realized, well, that can't be a human being blowing a zah shofar. Nobody has such breath. So, you know, there's a meaning to blow a tekiah gedolah, but and it's deafening and it's coming from all sides. That's ubekol shofar aleim hefoto. By Maimed Asinai, how many times did we say the word nigleso when we read this? Ato nigleso. Bigaloscho malkeinu. Tashmiyem kalecho. By Maimed Asinai, there was a kol shofar. The kol shofar announced was the fanfare of the Melech, the Rebbeinu Shalom Vayeshev, the Melech La'olam. It was a kol shofar. And supernatural shofar, a shofar from Shomayim. Karkos v'sarasecha. And we bring the psukim, which tell us that That is Psukim Shofres of Maimon Har Sinai. Gilui. The Mershom is Gilui. Hofato, Bekol Shofar. What's the Bakosha? The Tefillah? The Shofar, the Osit. Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Tka, Meshoifo Godel Lecheruseinu. Ask, who's going to blow that shofar? The shofar Godel Lecheruseinu, who's going to blow that shofar? No, who do you think is going to blow that shofar? No, I'm asking you, who do you think is going to blow that shofar?
Mashiach.
Huh? Mashiach? What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You daven Maariv tonight? You said Tka B'Shofar Gadol today as well. Three times today. And you very often, if you don't realize what you're saying, you don't realize what you're saying. Who are we asking to blow the Shofar Gadol L'Cheiruseinu? Rabbeinu Shalom. Tka B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheiruseinu. V'Soneis L'Kabeis Golo Yoseinu. V'Korei B'Zureinu V'Bein HaGoyim. So, there's an interesting Sifra. Sifri, rather. In Baloscha. So the Sifri, I told you yesterday, the Posuk, V'yom simchaschem v'adeichem, roshei chodshcheichem, uskatem b'chatzoy tzroyis, v'dashen shoyfers. Voy alachem v'zikoron, lifnei alukeichem, v'zichoyus. Ani Hashem alukeichem, v'zmalchius. Frag the Sifri, if that's the Seder, why do we say it the other way round? Im kein ma ro chachom im loim malchus tchilo. The Seder we just learned was Ani Hashem lekeim the end. Malchus come the end. V'chakar zichronis v'chakar shoifers. Elo hamlichei olecho tchilo. First, before you say zichronis, be mamlich Hashem. Achar kach bakesh minafon of rachamim kedei shetizoch eloi. Then say zichronis. The Rebbein Shem should remember us. U'bameh b'shoifor. But now the Medrash here says Upame Bashofer Shel Cheirus, not Stam a Shofar. But Ein Shofar Ela Shel Cheirus. Shofar is Cheirus. Cheirus from who? Cheirus from the Yetzer Hara. Cheirus from the Malach HaMavis. Shenema, a pasuk which we bring in the Shofars. V'hoyo Bayoimahu Yitoka B'Shofar Gadol. On that day of the Gula, there is going to be blown Yitoka b'shoifer gadol. There's going to be a blown a shoifer gadol. Zog the Sifri, Aval ein yodei amitoka. Who's going to blow that shoifer? Talmud loyma, the third posuk of shoifrois. Vashem Elokim b'shoifer yisko. Hashem's going to blow that shoifer. We say three times a day, Ribbono Shel Olam, blow the shofar gadol lecheiruseinu, to give us cheirus from the Yetzer Hara. Now just imagine, if right now we're sitting here, and suddenly one of you says, there's somebody blowing shofar. That's ridiculous. You're not supposed to blow shofar. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. You don't blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. No, but in a closed room, maybe it's met. Well, but there's somebody there across the road blowing shofar. No, no, it's somebody in yeshiva blowing it. Wait, who's blowing that shofar? Well, we can all hear that shofar. That shofar is getting stronger and stronger. The shofar is getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. What is this shofar? This is the shofar gadol. This is it. This is what we've been davening for. Now, if you'll ask me what to do, don't, because I don't know what to do. I just have one idea. I'll just run to the koisel. I don't know why, because I don't know. Maybe that's where it's all going to happen. At Kleis Nishvas, maybe we'll see the Beis Hamikdash come down in Eish Min HaShemayim. And what will all the Americans do? Take out, there used to be cameras now, they take out a phone and take a picture. I don't think it'll come out actually on the picture. It's Kulei Ruchni when the Beis Hamikdash comes down in the Shire. Then you'll try and show the folks at home, I was there when they look at this video. And so I don't see anything. But you go to Yerushalayim, go to Har HaBayis, there's no koisel anymore, it's all broken open, and we go inside, if you're Torah, and you go to the Beis Hamikdash. With the shofar gadol. Now, when that shofar gadol is blowing, right now, if we'd hear that shofar gadol, would anybody be doing any averus? If that shofar gadol was be going now, would anybody walk out? We'd all run out. Right? Would anybody say any lashon hara when the shofar gadol? When it's oh, that's it. The Rabbeinu Shleim is blowing the shofar. This is what we've been talking about: the Bias Hamashiach, the Gula Shleimah, etc., etc. Which we don't really want to come right now because are we ready? It's come. Tka b'shofar gadol lecheiru seinu. Shofar is the fanfare of the Melech. But the fanfare of the Melech, when the Melech Malchi Amlochim himself blows that shofar, that's a much stronger shofar. When the Melech Malchi Amlochim blow that shofar, Tka b'shofar God ein shofar l'cheruseinu, it's all over. Bittul hara. And in that matzav, you're very close to Hashem. So when the Ritva tells us that shofarois bring our tefillahs and our zikaron lamala, bameh tamlicheu, we've seen, but bameh yal zikronechem nefanei l'toiva, when we blow a shofar, if the shofar gadol, then it's poshut that our zikronechem would be oile lefanei l'toiva, because we're oile lefanei l'toiva. That is be'etzim what shofar is all about. Shofar says the Ritva, the first thing when he says, you didn't tell me what shoif rice. And he says, poshut, if you got shoif, you got shoif rice. Because shoif rice is poshut the kavana of the tkir shoifer. It's what the shoifer is all about. It's what the physical shoifer is telling us. Shoif rice, he says, and that's zichra and trua. Zichra and trua is the psuki zichreinos and the psuki shofros dahainu. When you blow the shofar, you blow the trua, be zoichet, understand, not just remember, understand what the shofar is all about. And if you can't blow the shofar, at least speak about the shofar. And speaking about the shofar, if you're not able to blow the shofar, can be a bimkaim of the shofar. About it, if you can, if you have a shofar and you don't blow the shofar, it's a bit of mitzvah essay, and you don't say, okay, well, I said shofaros, why do I have to have a shofar? No, it's the other way around. The shofar is mechayev shofaros, but lo yitzu, you wouldn't have a shofar. Shabbos, you can't have shofar. You got shofaros, you got the ideas. That's zichroing trua. Lefizeh, you can understand, agav, how the Gemara dash of zichroing trua is Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. I mean, Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos midoraisa, you blow shofar. So how can you tell me the posuk says not to blow shofar? Teretz is, that's not the pshat in the posuk. Pshat in the posuk is zichron trua, is to have the psukim, to understand the kavanas of the shofar. Lu yitzuya, Chazal will be going, so you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, you still have the kavanas of shofar. They didn't take away the whole inyan of shofar. Now, what are the psukim in the middle are our shofar. The psukim in the middle is all elokim bisrua Hashem bekol shofar. And v'nema b'chatzos v'kol shofar, riyo lifnei ha-melech Hashem. Those are the three psukim. We also say the mizmar of Haradu Kel Ben Kodshoi, which the Maisa will be a fourth pasuk of Shoifros, because it also says Haradu Beseka Shoifor. Right? But why do we say the whole mizmar? Because the Gemara Darshan's 10 psukim are connected to the 10 halalukas which we say in this mizmah. So we've got to be careful when I sing it in a musav. You can join in quietly, but you have to still listen because it's psukei shofros. So you mustn't drown me out. And please don't sing too loud because I have to scream over everybody. And I hope I'll have a voice. But kitzah. So these three psukim, the ikka three psukim. The second pasuk is Bechatzosiko Shofar Riu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. That's Malchius. That's the Shofar of Malchius. V'nei Matiku Bachoy Shofar Kesel Yom Chageni Ki Chok Lisrael Hu Mishpat Lelekei Yaakov. That's the Shofar of Zichronos. That's the Bereshit Mizoicha. And all Elokim Bisru Hashem Bekol Shofar is the pure Koyach of Shofar. That's the pasuk. The shofar of shofros. The kitzer, what comes out? What's shofros all about? The shofros is all about psukim, which tell us the koyach of shofar. Shofar is the fanfare of the melech. Shofar is what's megale to us, Hashem Yisborach. It happened in Maimed HaSinai, lemaisa, and it's going to happen again, la'osid lovoy. It's going to be lemaisa. So Rashi tells us, Zichron Trua, Psuki Zichronos, to make yourself into an Akedo. Upsuke Shoifrois, Kede Sheyizkalachem Akedo, Shekorav Tacht of Ayil. What's the Mile of the Ayil? The Ayil was the Befoyal of the Akedo. The Ayil was a Tzmura of Yitzchok, was Bimko of Yitzchok. And the ayil was the kiyum lemaisa of the akedo. When we're bringing psukei shofros, we're making the idea of malchus, the Ben Hashem is the melech, and the idea of zichronos, the Ben Hashem is zoicha, and he's zoicha everything. We're making it lemaisa by blowing the shofar. When we blow the shofar, we're telling ourselves the Ben Hashem was nisgale in the shofar. It's all real. It's not stomachs and a nice ceremony and empty this. It happened, Lamaisa Maimed HaSinai. The whole world trembled. It was a pachad. Shofar tells us it happened, Lamaisa. And it's going to happen again in the Geula. That's what Shofar makes the Malchus Zichronos into something real, Lamaisa. That's why it's not just to remember the Akedah. Akedah and Korav Tachtav Ayil, that it was Befayal the Akedah. And when we blow the Shofar, we get the ideas of Shofar, then Mimela, we're making ourselves an Akedah. Because not only are we putting ourselves in Zichronos and putting ourselves in the MRI, Shofar is what switches on the MRI. In Zichronos, we're lying on the table or the machine of the MRI. But Shofar is pressing the button that it starts working. Shofar tells it it's real. This idea is real. And there's an interesting possum, which we say, Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Srua. Hashem Bar Panecho Yalechu. When the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba says, Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Srua, only Klal Yisrael know how to blow. So the Medrash brings all these Lashonas of Greek Lashonas of trumpets and trombones and all different wind instruments. The Goyim don't know how to blow. What's the Pshat? Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Srua. Says the Medrash, Ashrei Ha'om Sheyoidim Lefatos Es Boirom. We're Mefate Hashem with the Trua. We know how to persuade Hashem with the Trua. Says the Medrash that he's oile at the beginning of Kisei Adin, And then with the Mikach HaTruo, all Elohim Bisruo, Hashem Begol Shoifo, Elohim switches to Hashem Midas HaRachamim with the Truo. Klal Yisrael know how to do that. That's the Medrash. But Rashi over here, in most of a little bit on the Medrash, Yoid Eisruo, She Yoidim, the Ratzu, says Boiram Baruch Hashanah Bitruo, She Mesadrin Olea Malchis, Zichroides, Veshoifrois. What is Yod Yisroah that we blow shofar, but Mesadrin Aleh Malchus Chos Shofros? Pirush Malchus Hashem is Melech, fanfare of the Melech, Zichronos the Brother Shem is Oicha everything, Shofros Maimed Asinai Gilui Nasi Lovoi. That is the Kavonos of the Truah. That's Eish Ashehom Yod Yisroah. So now, when you hear the shofar from the beginning, the first time we blow shofar, it's before we say Malchus and Chos and shofars. What should you be mechamin to? Very, very posh of Rabbeisa. Be mechamin to be mekayim the mitzvus esei deraisa. The Baal Togea makes the bracha. Shekin shonim yisoisa v'tzivona nishmaya kol shofar. You say, oh, amen. V'tzivona nishmaya kol shofar. I have a chiv to listen to the shofar. Should I be mechavin this? Should I be mechavin that? The Menorah Samar gives you 10 kavanas. I don't think that any of us are capable of being mechavin even one of those kavanas, let alone 10. Posha kavanas. But if we start thinking about this and think about that and think about the other, we'll probably forget to be yotze, the mitzvah of Tkir Shofar. So just be mechavin to be yotze, the mitzvah of Shofar. And sometimes he might make a mistake, he might have to go back. Calm down, let him do it. Don't worry, Rosh Shiva's there, and they know what they're doing, and you will zircha b'yotze tkir shofar. And when it comes to Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, that is when we spell out the kavanos. Chazal did as a toiva, we don't have to think the kavanos. Chazal did as a toiva. They wrote a nusach for us. So I say Malchias, and I say all the kavanas, and then there's Tkir Shofar. That's the Malchias, the kavana Malchias in Shofar. And then we say Zichronos, and it's Tkir Shofar. That's the Zichronos aspect of Shofar. The Yomadin of Shofar, the Ol Elokim Bisru of Shofar. And then we say what we just went through, Aton Iglesa. Zukir shofres, Maimed Asinai, Osid Lovoi, and we blow a shofar, and that's the shofar Shel Osid. Chazal spelt out all the kavanas. When you listen to the shofar, just listen to the shofar, and be yotze the mitzvah. Kavanas, you have all the kavanas in the tefillah. And that, Be'ez Hashem, will, should be zoiche, that when we blow the shofar, and we realize that we're saying the Rebbeinu Shem is the Melech HaOlam. And he is Zoichet today. And this happened once, the Rebbeinu Shem was Nisgaleh. And he's going to be Nisgaleh. That brings us to a tremendous Kirvel Hashem. Ad Kidei Kach, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, that when you blow Shofar, it's as though you've been inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. There's Achpada Ein Kategor Nasis Aniger. So we're not allowed to use a shofar of a poro. Why? Because it'll be maskeh the egel azor. Says the Gemara, well, the Kohen Gadol walks around in Big Days of the whole time, and we don't worry about ein kategor nasa sanego. Ah, until he goes into the Kodesh Kodoshim on Yom Kippur, then he mustn't wear zav. Then he's got to wear Big Day Lovon, ein kategor nasa sanego. Says the Gemara, but shofar, you tell me, ain't kategor nasa sanegor applies to shofar. They don't blow in the Kodesh Kodashim. So the Gemara shofar kiven de zikaron kaasi kelifnim dami. When you blow the shofar, since it ma'ore us so much zichron Hashem that we remember Hashem and Hashem remembers us, it's as though we're in the Kodesh Kodashim. The Hainu Shofar is Megalin to us Metzius Hashem. It's real. It's not just a joke. It's not just a tekes and a religious ceremony and a thing. Shofar is something real. And when we blow the Shofar, So we get so close to Hashem. So in a way, you can say, Zichronos k'dei she'ale zichronechem lefonei letoiva, u'bameh ba'shoifo, the shoifo takes us l'malo, takes us to Hashem. Or if you want to say it a different way, which is also true, shoifo brings Hashem down to us, whichever way you want to say. Shoifo is tremendous gilui of Hashem. When we listen to the shoifo, be mechavet v'yotze the mitzvah. Malchus and Rose and Shoifers, I hope now on Rosh Hashanah will be much more meaningful to you, and we should all have a mamashik siva chsiva toivah.